For you this hour, help all of you get better. Many of America's health problems really are related to digestive tract issues. Oh, I've got an upset stomach. I'm nervous. I'm stressed. I have this. I have gas. I have that. It's not directly always a reflection of stress that you have an upset stomach. There are lots of things going on in the human body that most people don't know about, never know about, and live the rest of their lives without ever hearing about. It's called parasites. We have over 130 parasites that are commonly found living in your body. I'm not saying you all have 130 different kinds, but that's the norm that are available to take up residence in your body, 130. You might have 80, you might have 60, you might have 20. There are many issues that have to be discussed when you're talking about digestive upset, and parasites are one of the keys. We have some people with us this hour to talk about this very crucial issue that is really not understood by very many people at all. Audrey Lanford is here, and with her is John Douglas. There is a product at the top of the homepage that I want you to pay close attention to. Go look at the banner right now, and you'll see it. Australian Digestive Excellence. It's kind of an interesting name for a product that I never thought I'd see a product like this. This is a product that is formulated. It's really brilliant. We'll tell you in slow motion what these people have done to bring this product to market and how it's helping people. It is a very different product, which I like a lot. Audrey, are you there?
I am.
Where is there?
There is Boone, North Carolina,
in the
Blue Ridge Mountains.
Well, very good. Thanks for being here tonight. And let me check with John. Are you there, John?
I am, Jeff. How are you?
I'm good, but by the sound of your accent, you're not in the Blue Ridge Mountains.
No, I actually am.
Are you?
Yeah, a little trick on you there.
Originally from Sydney, Australia.
That's correct. Yeah, I have some business interests now in this wonderful land of yours, and I think I'm an adopted son by now.
Very good. All right. Well, welcome both of you. Let me start with Audrey. Let's go back to the beginning of this, Australian Excellence. How did you get involved with it, Audrey? And did you have any personal issues that you wanted to take care of? Most everyone does, and that's a fact. I don't know what the stats are, but I don't know too many people who don't occasionally complain of digestive distress.
Yeah, actually, I did have digestive issues. And I think it might be best, because the story really starts with John.
Good.
And
all right.
and a meeting that we had, and all the and some of the background of how he got involved with it, because he's the brilliant person behind the formulation.
Thank you, Audrey.
Well, very good. All right, John, you're on
the
spot
you,
now. Yeah. This, by the way, Australian Excellence, and what I'd like about it especially, it's certainly vegetarian, gluten-free,
yes.
Non-GMO, of course, and contains no alcohol. The formulation, I would call, probably as unique as it can get. So tell us the story of Australian Excellence. This is really a brilliant combination.
Yeah, it's interesting you say that. You mentioned earlier that you haven't seen a formula like that.
No.
And when I tell you the story, you'll sort of understand why. you know, I'm not a qualified healthcare professional by any means. I came about this formula from a magical experience I had in my early 20s or mid-20s back in Australia.
And all right, you're not going to get away without telling us what the magical experience was.
Well, to put it short, I was working as a state resident for a large transportation company at a very young age, and obviously at that time you think you're invincible, and I was drinking about 9 black coffees a day and working for 12, 15 hours a day trying to make my name, and I had a health problem arise. I had hemorrhage in my stomach lining, that was a blood vessel that had burst. Due to the thinning of my membrane, my mucous membrane, and I also developed Crohn's disease.
Well, it sounds like mass ulceration, almost of your stomach lining. It just wore away from the stress and the acid.
Totally right, and a lot of people have that weakness genetically in the body, and a lot of people have weakness in the intestines, and including the tone of the intestine. That no one out there, even professionals, talk about. And these are the secrets I found from this wonderful person who treated me back then. Now, I did go to hospital to stop the hemorrhaging, and that was done with a little procedure. They cauterized it. But they wanted to then put me on a round of prednisone for the other inflammation down the intestines.
No.
well, this is the big, you know, can I say conspiracy?
You got it.
Well, it actually, it doesn't cure anything. It really just covers up an unknown cause of inflammation, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
Sad thing is, just a quick aside, they often, they being veterinary medical science, give prednisone to cats and dogs, especially dogs, if they have an allergy or something. And it's just a time bomb. It shortens their lives. It's very dangerous, except used in extremely short duration and then carefully weaned off of it. And giving it to people has always struck me as madness.
It just gives them a quick result. But obviously, as we know, you know, medical science can do wonderful things, but there are a lot of simple conditions that are simply black holes in medical science, and the intestines are one of them. And so I refused the steroids and left hospital, and I came across a friend who had been seeing some naturopath that was good repute and well-liked by people, so I went along. Anyway, this person ended up being one of those great visionaries that you meet, and a person with a deep, deep spiritual connection to the whole plant kingdom, and he had been trained in herbal medicine before World War II. He was a little older at that time, and so he said to me, "I will make you a formula that will bring you back, and not just bring you back, but give you vitality and help you build up the blood that you had lost through the hemorrhage." You know, once you have a hemorrhage, you're never the same because you're given someone else's blood.
And you had to have a transfusion.
Sure. Yeah. I woke up that morning with I woke up and vomited about I don't know 4 cups of blood out of my mouth that was in my stomach. So I lost quite a bit of blood, and so he told me that. He said, "Look, I know exactly what you need," and he went on and explained, and I thought, well, okay, I'll give it a chance. And well, you know, from the first day, Jeff, I just felt this change in my stomach and my torso and in my well-being. I sort of, even my brain and my nerves felt better from that first day after taking the supplement. Mm-hmm. So I went on and recovered wonderfully, and discomfort after eating disappeared. I could tolerate things I couldn't tolerate. And I thought, well, this guy's onto something, and this should really be, you know, known about. Now, I decided to leave my job at that time. The rat race wasn't for me in that form.
Right.
So I went, and actually, I ended up working as his receptionist, front office person.
Hmm.
And that's when Dr. Ted's magic really opened up for me, because I saw with my own eyes people with ulcerative colitis, Crohn's, IBS, discomfort, everything coming in and using the supplements for a couple of weeks. And then they'd come back for their follow-up. And Jeff, they were well. They were literally happy, well, and telling me how good they felt.
Wow.
And we were exchanging experiences because I'd also had the same thing happen to me.
Uh-huh.
And I kept this in my mind for all those years. And then many years later, other business interests brought me to the United States, this magnificent country of yours that I love. And I was walking along Santa Monica Pier with Audrey Lanford here.
Mm-hmm.
And I just realized, it just hit me. You have one of those intuitive moments. I said, the world needs to know this. The U.S. needs to have this, because we were talking about her problem and a few friends that we know. And what you find today, as you probably know yourself very well, all sorts of people are treating intestinal disorders with diet, with cutting food out of the diet,
mm-hmm.
and with all kinds of things that when you talk to people, they're not really well. They feel better because they're not eating much. I mean, anyone whose clothes start hanging off them feels better.
That's true. That's true.
Are you really eating? Are you able? Now, this brings me back to Dr. Ted's theory here. Some of these ingredients, as you know, are pretty amazing in this combination. But I mentioned earlier, nobody deals with the tone or the tightness of your intestine. And he explained this to me. He said, it's not just inflammation. As you age and as you stress, your intestine becomes like a deflated balloon. And
it's very interesting. So physiologically speaking, the intestinal tract has, we'll call it muscle tone, just for the sake of illustration here. And without good toning, obviously it's not going to perform as well as it would.
Right.
So let me back up, though. You're on the pier with Audrey. You didn't meet her at a bus station. How did you meet Audrey?
No. Well, some of our business interests sort of crossed paths, and I met her at a gathering of people. And, you know, she mentioned, we just got into a wonderful, you know, when you strike it off with someone, you have a great conversation.
Sure, sure.
We got into health and body and whatever, and I said to her, look, I've got the answer for you. I've got this.
And you'd been sitting on this for years.
And I've been making it crudely, like buying the ingredients from all kinds of places and mixing it together. And I've used it my whole life. And I have a wonderful GI tract now. But I've given it to many people. But the first person in America was Audrey.
Hmm.
And it's really interesting because I had a really bad case of the runs. And it was, I'd never really had stomach problems before about a year before this.
Mm-hmm.
And it was awful.
Did you go to the doctor, Audrey?
I did, but you know, I'm a baby boomer, and I'm somebody who really wants to use natural approaches. And
everything
they suggested was some kind of dangerous drug.
Yes, I wanted to hear about that. Yeah, that's why I asked you. Sure.
Yeah, I mean, it was just there was nothing. They had nothing to offer. And so, you know, John recommended I take a few of the herbs that are in Australian Digestive Excellence, and they worked really well. And I started to feel much, much better. But there was a really big downside. And the downside was that one of the herbs just tasted like sawdust.
Uh-huh.
And you had to pull out your blender. You had to do this mixing up of stuff. And it was a total pain in the neck.
Right.
I mean, really total pain in the neck. And it tasted so awful. I mean, just awful. And, you know, it was something where, yes, it was wonderful. And it did get rid of my runs. I mean, I was, you know, within a very short period of time, things were back, you know, to normal.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been great. But it was not something that would be popular, you know, because it just tasted so bad.
Well, the assembly of it sounded like it would be too much for 99% of the people to go through.
Sure.
Absolutely.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's very interesting you say that. That sawdust is one of the secrets here that Dr. Ted told me about, and how the synergy of all these different herbs worked. And going back to the tone, Jeff, you know, when you when you have heard people with ulcerative colitis take steroids for quite a few years.
Oh, man, I've heard many stories like that.
Yeah. They have a bowel resection, right? So it's like the vacuum cleaner cord is cut and reconnected.
Yep.
And you're left with whatever you're left with. So that is an evidence there of the tone. You know, when you lose that muscle tone and peristalsis becomes impossible, many other chemistries that aren't really understood in the lining of the gut are also interfered with. And that sawdust supplement, and no one really talks about or knows this, it's simply slippery elm bark.
Mm-hmm.
Slippery elm will retone the gut, and that's what Dr. Ted had me take along with all these other things in this formula. Mm. And that thing I noticed the most restored so much regularity and immediately soothed down the issues I had down there. And the tone is what also, as we've come to understand, we've used this formula with many people, and the ones that couldn't tolerate bread, gluten, or various dairy, once they get on with the slippery elm and the rest of this synergy, they can go back after a few weeks to a month, go back and literally enjoy the food they couldn't enjoy because the state and the quality of the intestines is worked on here.
Even if the foods are not good for them.
Well, there's no easy way to eat good food. A bad food, I recommend everybody thinks twice about what they put in their stomach.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Especially in this country.
But the point is, they're able to do things that they probably could never do again because they had slipped over the line of digestive competence.
Absolutely. And they're also instilled here with fear from the various natural therapists around that, you know, you mustn't have gluten. I'll tell you something. I witness people in Dr. Ted's office have one round of allergy testing showing that they had gluten allergy. They would use his formula for a month. They'd go back and get tested, and that allergy wouldn't show up. I mean, what do you say to that? I mean, I saw it with my own eyes, and it makes you question all of these things that are going on you know, food. So good dairy, good if you can organic, clean dairy, good if you can organic, clean grains, you know, with a good intestine, you're able to tolerate them. And I'm of the belief that a balanced diet with lots of different things that your body needs is better than becoming obsessed with the several foods that you can eat and cutting out so much more.
The formula as it stands now, how did you come to that, the final configuration?
Right. Well, it's literally exactly what Dr. Ted prescribed to me and all those other people all those years ago. What we've done is we've just made it taste wonderful.
Well, you know, you have the... First of all, let me say this. Everyone listening, go to the homepage at Rents, look at the top banner, and that's Australian Digestive Excellence. And the colors in the banner rather approximate the colors on the bottle. It's the most beautiful bottle I've ever seen in a store on a shelf. I've never seen a prettier bottle. And it tastes as good as the bottle looks. How's that for a compliment?
Thank you so much.
Well, we broke the rule. Something good for you does taste good this time.
So. There you go. No, it does. Now, Audrey, what do you know about parasites? Do the doctor tell you anything about parasites? Because some of the ingredients in here are known to work on parasites.
Yeah, and this is really interesting. I mean, coming back for a moment here to the FDA, and then I'll directly answer your question.
Sure.
We are not... just because something is true doesn't mean we can talk about it. And one of the big no-nos in terms of talking about our product has been this issue that the FDA doesn't want us to talk about parasites. Now, you know, for me to talk about parasites, I guess I should say. And
well, I can.
Yeah, I know you can and John can. and here's something that is just amazing to me. The NIH, the National Institutes of Health, have identified parasites as one of the key things that they think are the most important for educating doctors, physicians in the USA today, because it is so, nobody knows about it. And so they have this whole huge program to create knowledge about parasites, and yet, you know, I can't talk about it. So it's just crazy.
It's one of America's unknown epidemics.
Absolutely, Jeff. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And Dr. Ted, you know, told me a lot about it back then, and I suppose I can relay what Dr. Ted said. Without
you're quoting Dr. Ted, sure. We're not. Yeah. Look, no one here is talking about curing therapy. We're talking about making people feel better and function better.
Thank you, Jeff. Dr. Ted revealed to me over all those evenings I stayed there late and couldn't get away from him. He's a wealth of knowledge that the parasite problem is bigger than we all know, that there are literally millions of varieties of parasites that haven't been discovered. And I saw with my own eyes, he used a formula here that we have included in our mixture, in our formula, that was very powerful across the whole spectrum of parasites. Now, this is where antibiotics fall short for parasites, because they only cover a certain spectrum of the life spectrum of parasites. So this four herb mix, it's very powerful to kill pretty much every nematode. Now, interestingly, you seem to be interested in the subject of parasites. I had first-hand experience way back then watching people be prescribed the parasite herbs for conditions like MS and Parkinson's.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw these people with in Australia coming off the interferon therapy. I saw their lesions go after 6 months. I saw all kinds of arresting of the progression of those conditions by having the parasites killed in their body. So Dr. Ted revealed a lot of interesting truth to me that no other practitioner was privy to at the time. And for the intestines, it's doubly important, because he was able to understand that ulcerative colitis always had a parasitic component, as did Crohn's and IBS.
Uh-huh.
And there are so many out there. Uh-huh. And the food practices we have, the corporatization of food, lends it to that.
Fascinating. All right, we're going to come back in just a few minutes and continue our conversation. This is a really a world-changing product. It's a chance for everyone to get back to feeling like we have a birthright to feel, and I really mean that. Australian Digestive Excellence. Look at the top of the homepage. It's right there. Be right back. Talking with Audrey and John about Australian Digestive Excellence. Let me read just from the bottle a little bit for all of you who may not be online. It says in the back, and no truer words really have been spoken, but not nearly often enough, wellness begins in the gut, the digestive tract. Australian Digestive Excellence is a unique proprietary blend, which is what I said at the very top of the program. It's unique. Of special herbs designed to promote your digestive health with an uncompromising commitment to quality. The purity, these products are manufactured in the U.S. in NSF and CGMP certified and FDA audited facilities. They are rigorously tested for purity and potency in independent specialty labs. This is a real very serious issue with an equally very serious product. It's at the top of the homepage. In case you forget, you'll see the banner up there, so take a look and click on it. And I would urge you to give this a try. Even if you think you feel real good, you can have parasite infestations that are doing damage to you all the time and never know it. You don't feel it. Correct, John?
Absolutely correct, Jeff. And thank you for that, reading the bottle there. It's very important to understand the level of parasite attack today on the human body. And Dr. Ted spoke to me a lot about this, that he cognized all of this earlier on. The parasites that we have, a lot of them are immune to antibiotics. And it seems that the herbal mix that we have here that he was using all those years ago, the black walnut dried hulls, the clove buds powder, the pine bark extract, and the wormwood combination in high potency. And this is the thing. I mean, you know, we can talk about products on the market.
Right.
I know that Ted was always talking about the potency of the herbs. Natural medicine has to be potent and strong, otherwise it won't do anything. And there was a couple of scandals in Australia a few years ago where a few of the generic vitamin and herb manufacturers were caught out by the government for having, you know, less than 20% of the ingredients in the product. It's a huge problem.
Yeah, it is. It is very sad. By the way, for all of you out there who are interested, and these are tough times financially, they have an unbeatable guarantee. It's extraordinary. Tell them about the 100% money back guarantee.
Sure, we're on a mission to help people with their digestive problems. 75% of the people have serious digestive problems at some time or another, and so we really want to help millions of people solve this problem. However, no product is good for everybody. There are always, very occasionally, for this product, people where it won't work for everybody. And, you know, we have such a low refund rate.
1%, less than 1%.
Yeah, which is like, I mean, great products, products that really
do. That's extraordinary. Rarely happens. Well,
I mean, really good products in other areas would have really good ones might have a 5%, many 10%. I mean, that's common for great products, let alone products that don't do anything.
Right.
So what we've done is we really want to help people. So we really want to have people only pay for it if it's doing what we know it will do for the vast majority of people. So you have 90 days to try it, see what it does for you. Many people have results in, you know, just a day, 2 days, 3 days, a week. So, you know, you'll really get to see quickly, a couple weeks, if this is working for you. And if it doesn't, we're happy to give you your money back within for up to 90 days. So people can really see that this works. Imagine walking into a pharmacy and saying, you know, I'd like to try this for 90 days, and if it doesn't work, I want my money back.
Or these antibiotics didn't work, and I'm still sick. I want my money back.
Yeah.
Exactly. Can you imagine?
No, I can't.
Ain't gonna happen.
Nope.
You know, the other thing is, you take antibiotics for a parasite infection of any kind, and you wipe out 4 to 5 pounds of digestive bacteria that takes a long time to reconstitute in your system. If it ever does, some people say you actually never recover from a massive dose of antibiotics. You just don't, because most people don't know how to do it. They don't take the steps necessary, and so they never regain what they had. This Australian Digestive Excellence, again, just to repeat, no gluten, no eggs, no peanuts, no wheat, no shellfish, no fish, amen to that, no soy, BPA-free bottle. It's all there. This is genius, and that's why I'm
and
so
does,
happy to talk about.
It does come with a probiotic pack, in as an adjunct to the treatment, and as you saw there in the box, and this is just a really good spread that Ted used to talk to me about of probiotics. Now, very interesting, Jeff. People use the probiotic argument today as the cure for every condition, and I just want to tell you, we don't need to be a scientist to realize that is it possible that good bacteria only kill bad bacteria and don't actually have the power to kill?
How do they discriminate? Either? Come on.
Yeah, sure. And, you know, it's not the cure-all. It's a great thing to have a healthy gut flora, but it's not going to change the tone or the inflammation in your intestine. So for that, you need the powerful herbs that are known to do that when they're mm-hmm. potent mm-hmm. and well produced. And I'm talking about things like chamomile, which is known to be a mucus soother and strengthener, and also a strengthener of the sympathetic nervous system. We have licorice root, which is, again, an adaptogen that strengthens the cells of the intestine lining. Marshmallow root that builds up the mucus lining. We have Wisania ashwagandha, which is an ancient Indian herb, which Ted used to give me. And once I took ashwagandha, I had this incredible increase in presence and brain power because those intestinal nerves really got jacked up and stronger. Mm. And he kept telling me, after my episode, we have to build you up again. We have to build you up and build mm-hmm. that gut strength. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And no one does that today. It's all about cutting your diet and denying yourself the pleasures of life when no one really cares about the state of the intestine. And this is what we're all about, giving people an all-in-one formula that's never been done before by any therapist or any organization. And it's an old secret from far away in Australia. So,
well, as I said, I've never seen anything like it. When you think about the human body and the core strength, we have the heart, of course, that's number mm-hmm. one. But the real core strength next to the heart, and probably just about as important, as close as you're going to get, is the digestive tract. And
right.
people just pay no attention to it.
Sure.
They take it for granted, unless they have Crohn's or IBS, and then they're in trouble. And then what do? They go to the doctor, and they get antibiotics, they get steroids, and they don't get well. And then they end up in surgery. Wow. It's really not a good situation. It's one of the biggest failures of Western medicine in a large, long laundry list of failures, but that's one of the biggest ones.
Absolutely, Jeff. And one other thing here we can talk about is a little known and often misdiagnosed condition, which they call leaky gut.
Oh, yes. Let's do that for sure. What is it? Tell our entire listeners what it is.
It's bandied about everywhere by everybody, but who really has it and who really is able to fix it? That's the question. And what is it? So literally what happens when your intestine lining is agitated, inflamed, disturbed, and losing tone, the fine mesh and cells that keep the toxins in and release the nutrients out get messed up, and you end up having the nutrients released into your bloodstream and some of the waste products released with them. What that does is it triggers the body into an immune reaction 24 hours a day trying to clean this stuff up out of your blood. And then also, what organ does the body feed first? The brain. So it sends nutrients after you eat and toxins straight to your brain. And people that have leaky gut will usually have neck pain or back head pain after they eat. And that's how you'll know. You'll feel heavy, tired, and have a headache or a neck ache after you eat something. And Dr. Ted used to cure this very easily. I mean, people would come. I remember one lady came and saw Dr. Ted and said, I've been working with my homeopath for 18 months on leaky gut. And Ted, I could hear him from inside the office. He said, what are you talking about? 18 months. Leaky gut is a 3-day thing at most. take this formula.
Wow.
And she did, and she came back in 2 weeks for her follow-up, and it was all, and her skin improved, and she had no more headaches, and, mm-hmm. and the gut has, mm-hmm. slippery elm powder seals the gut, provided the parasites are gone, in 3 days.
Hmm.
And I saw this with my own eyes all those years ago, so I'm just really glad that we've put it all together, we've got something that tastes good, and it's of the highest quality, Jeff, you know. You can't have things that don't work properly and are of inferior quality, from a motor vehicle to medicine. So long as we have people that are having wonderful experiences with this product and having their lives changed, it's worth knowing that you do have to pay a little more and you do have to get the best quality of ingredients, which will try and have the best quality food.
John, think about how much people pay. If you come down, any of you listening, with IBS or Crohn's, what do you think it's going to cost you in the medical establishment?
Thousands.
Tens. Could happen to tens of thousands. It might even cost you a large section of your intestine. It's okay. And the other thing I want to mention about, the last thing about parasites, and I learned this a long time ago, it's not necessarily the parasite itself in every case that's doing the damage. It's the toxins they release into your system, which you just mentioned perfectly articulately, that cause your immune system to constantly be on alert, constantly taking it down a notch or two, wearing it out, and opening the door so you can be afflicted by all kinds of things that ordinarily you'd probably be able to fend off.
Absolutely, Jeff. And I'm sure Dr. Ted had some source for his knowledge that we can't really explain or know, but he gave me a few other formulas that we might release in the future if this goes well, and that they're very exciting. But he did have a great insight into the immune system and how you don't want to tie up your immune system today fighting anything that you don't need to fight, because the big C is just around the corner, and the big C is an immune system disease.
Yes, it is. It's going to afflict 1 out of 2 people very soon.
Yeah.
And there are multiple cures for it that have been around for a long time. But the most important thing is, don't put yourself in a position to get it. All right? Just take care of yourself, and you won't have to deal with it. It's that simple. Now, the protocol for using Australian Digestive Excellence is what? When I got... mine, I got 2 bottles and 1 box. The box had the probiotics. So
So we give you 1 month supply, the 2 bottles and 1 box of capsules. Now, incidentally, before I go on, the capsules, you'll be very happy to know, the probiotic capsules don't need refrigeration, and they're produced in a certain way to guarantee at their expiration date there'll be 30 billion live organisms in each capsule. So you can keep them in your handbag or work bag or whatever, no problem. Now, you take 2 tablespoons twice a day for the maximum effect.
Mm-hmm.
And that supply is for a month. And you go ahead morning and night. You can mix it with water or not. It has a very pleasant taste, somewhere between iced tea and some fruit flavor. So everyone will be happy with it.
Can you mix it? Oh, go ahead, Audrey.
Go ahead. I was just going to say, one of the things that's really nice is you don't have to take it before or after meals. It doesn't matter if, the stuff around it, you can just take it when it's convenient for you. You can mix it. You cannot mix it. The only thing that we sometimes do recommend is not to take it, for some people, right before you go to sleep. Because one of the things that so many people are finding is that it gives you a lot of energy. And so if you have a ton of energy, that might not be best to do right before you go to sleep.
Not before sleep, right?
Sure, understood. Okay, very good. Now, 1 month supply will get you probably very, very far down the road to where you want to be. I'm watching my words here. What's an average time that people want to do this? Is it something you want to do like every 6 months after you get to where you want to be? How do you recommend that protocol be followed? Oh, we may have lost him. Are you there, Audrey or John? No, I'm not hearing him. I'm not sure if they can hear me or not. Okay, let me just wind this up by saying, go to the homepage, look up at the top, and I'm going to do that right now, just so I can refresh here. It's the first banner up there, and click on that, and there are new testimonials there as well. This is a new product in the U.S., but it's an old product. It's an old formulation, as you heard John describe. And when you pull up the page, you'll see a lot of it's upbeat, and I really like that. It's not talking about doom or whatever. All right, you guys back?
Yeah, we're here.
Okay,
sorry,
very good.
That.
No problem. I just had everyone go to the homepage at the top, and your banner, your page, is really nice because
Thank you. It's upbeat.
It's upbeat. It's not a downer. A lot of products now are just, you talk about doom and gloom. This is all happy. It's good. It's feel good. It looks good. And it is good. And so get your 1 month supply. After a month, what do you want to do with this? Is it like something you want to do once a year for a month, once every 6 months? What do you suggest?
Right. So depending on the severity of your initial symptoms, you know, anywhere from gastric reflux, heartburn to ulcerative colitis, anywhere in between that. Obviously, if you had a serious degradation of the intestine with ulceration and bleeding, you want to stay on it for quite a while at the full dose to build up and totally get clear and get that lining back to normal. But if you have mild symptoms, mild Crohn's or flatulence and indigestion, after a month you'll be pretty well and you can probably cut back to once a day or so. But I always tell people just take the time to be in touch with your body and try and see what it feels like. This product, you feel it immediately. And I think that's very important in a supplement.
It's an herbal dietary supplement. We're not talking about magical cures for anything here. It's something that your body needs to establish a baseline of good health. Keeping your immune system functional is everything. And that core strength that athletes talk about and so forth usually revolves around having a very effective and efficient and friendly digestive system. And a lot of people just don't have that.
And I guarantee you one thing, Jeff, sorry, for your listeners. If anyone out there has simple nervous anxiety and butterflies in the gut, you know, the sort of stuff you have when you're about to make a speech or get up and see someone, I guarantee you a few of these herbs here will transform your nervous stomach and your nervous system to give you a wall of steel in that area.
So how interesting. I've heard that all my life. What's wrong? I have nervous stomach. What the hell's a nervous stomach?
Yeah, butterflies.
Yeah, well, it's in your head, and your head affects your stomach.
Yeah.
Nervousness is an emotional state. Okay, let's. We have just a minute left. Audrey, want to finish up?
Well, I just wanted to say one other thing about parasites, actually, which is just the fact that, you know, so many people think that, oh, there's no way I could have parasites.
Or,
you know, I could have any of these things. And the answer really is, if you have a dog, if you've ever eaten pork, if you've eaten shellfish, there's so many ways in day-to-day living that you can get all of these things, which you might not think you might have.
Cats, too.
Sashimi.
Cat box in the house. There you go. It's another one.
Toxoplasma, yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, we hope you're, all of our listeners here are interested in really making a difference in your life and getting back your life.
Yeah.
So we're so happy to be here and get to share this info.
And thank you, Jeff. You're a man of my own heart. I really love the work you do, and I've been following you for a number of years, and thank you for the service you give to everyone.
Thank you, John. That's very kind of you. And thank you for being here, John. We'll talk again. Thank you, John. Audrey, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. Good night.
Good night.
Okay. We've been talking about Australian digestive excellence, and it is, as I've said, it is a unique amazing product. So do take a look at it. 100% money back guarantee. What do you have to lose? Nothing. All right. Back tomorrow. It's Wednesday, and we'll see what the heck happens between now and then. It's crazy out there. Take care, and we'll talk soon.